Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. This can be for stay-at-home moms. This can be for business owners. This can be for anybody who wants to achieve more in life to maximize their efficiency and productivity. So in this particular episode, I'm going to teach you how you can implement it in your own life to achieve more in less time. We're going to do that in 5 steps. Okay. So the simple 5-step of setting deadlines, breaking down huge tasks into smaller tasks, eliminating distractions, reviewing and adjusting your schedule based on how your week went, how your month performance was, and prioritizing on high impact and high urgent tasks will help you change your life massively. This was really a pivotal moment for my life.
Hey everyone, welcome to Pivot to Thrive podcast. This is your ultimate destination to elevate your mindset, marketing and sales strategies for ultimate business growth. I'm your host, Dr. Priya, and I'm here to inspire and guide you on your journey to financial independence. My mission in life is very simple: to empower entrepreneurs like you with simple, actionable insights and easy to implement strategies that will transform your online business into a thriving success. Now, here's the deal. If your current strategy in life or business isn't working, don't quit. Just pivot. And it's important you understand that the goal for pivoting life and business isn't just to adapt and survive, but to truly thrive in growth, success, and abundance. So, in this podcast, we'll dive deep into the mindset shifts you need to break free from cultural barriers and embrace your true potential. We'll discuss cutting-edge marketing and sales techniques that you can apply to your business right away. Together, we'll create a powerful belief system that'll guide you towards the life you truly desire. So, grab a cup of coffee or even a fancy glass of wine and let's start pivoting towards the success you've always dreamed of.
Today's episode is going to be super exciting one. Like, I personally came across this particular topic called Parkinson's Law very recently, to be honest with you all, December 2023. And since then, my life is not the same. So many achievements, so many boxes to tick just because of the awareness of this Parkinson's Law. So this episode was long due. Now I feel is alive the right time to basically get this out there. So this particular law called Parkinson's Law has transformed how leaders and successful individuals manage their time. So it's basically a theory, okay? It's a law, like how we learn different laws in physics. It's a very practical tool. And that particular law states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. I just want you to digest that for a second. Parkinson's law states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. All of us have experienced Parkinson's law in some shape or form, right? So if we have a flight booked, if we have a trip booked, you know, magically, just before the flight, we get so many things done because we've got that deadline. We've got a flight to catch and we have to finish it before we fly. Right? Exams. So we know the exam timetable before 6 months or 1 year, but the night before the exam, we sit and try to basically study that entire book, textbook in that one night. I've done that multiple times as a student. So most of us, I mean, everyone, we have done it, but we just didn't know that it's Parkinson's law and how powerful it is when you actually set really, really unrealistic is the word most people would use, but I would say more productive deadlines that'll help us grow in life and business. This is for anybody. This can be for executives. This can be for stay-at-home moms. This can be for business owners. This can be for anybody who wants to achieve more in life to maximize their efficiency and productivity. When I heard about this last year, it was through a business owner turned client called Zafar Khan. He's a corporate strategist, owns multiple businesses in Australia, has more than 2,000 employees under his belt. And if there's one thing that he can attribute to his success, that Parkinson's law. So when I sat down next to him and I told him, look, we need 8 weeks to basically achieve this particular outcome that we want to achieve. He said, Priya, I'm going to teach you one thing that's going to shift your life. And he was right. So I came back home and I watched multiple YouTube videos that actually explained that way that I actually understood and how much I can achieve with that. For example, Elon Musk, he sets such unrealistic tight deadlines for his teams to achieve it and they actually get it done. Like even if not 100%, you try to achieve it when you get a deadline set, especially by a boss like Elon Musk, right? So in this particular episode, I'm going to teach you how you can implement it in your own life to achieve more in less time. We're going to do that in 5 steps. Okay. So step 1 is going to be set strict deadlines. So the first thing, you need to know what you want. Okay. I want to have that mini 1.1 under the step 1 is setting goals. Like what you really want to do, you have to know that. And I want you to set strict deadlines. If you think it will take 2 weeks, set 1 week as a deadline. Challenge yourself within that 1 week and you do it. You'll be really surprised at how quickly you can work when actually the clock is ticking, when the timer goes, how quickly you can get things done. You have to be really, really disciplined and set that deadline and try to achieve it. Don't go easy just because you said it. There's no one being accountable. And that's the biggest thing with entrepreneurs, because we don't have a boss to report to. I think sometimes most of us just spend time and energy on things that don't require our effort and time, which is not going to result in anything productive. It's not going to get you new clients. It's not going to get you new income. It's not going to improve your brand presence. And why are you spending time on those nitty-gritty aspects, which is not going to result in any of these outcomes, would be my question. So that's step 1, setting strict deadlines. 2 is breaking down tasks. So break down your big chunk of task, which might seem like a huge one. So it's basically you're just training your brain to believe that it's possible, right? That's all it is. Your brain will believe anything and everything you say. So how do you say it is by dividing that huge chunk of work into smaller digestible tasks. So every day what I do is I write on my Remarkable my to-do list. So basically I write smaller tasks and I tend to take the easiest one first. So and then I write it. And then when you strike it off with your highlighter, your brain starts to believe it as a win and you know the total energy shifts and you start to get more things done. When you try to focus on the massive tasks, so people work differently. I work like this. I take the smaller, easier tasks and trick my brain to believe I've done this. Yay. I just have 2 more and the 2 more will be the massive one, which is going to take the rest of my day. So some people like to get rid of the bigger chunk first. So it really depends on how you want to tackle it. It comes down to personal preference, but try to divide it into smaller manageable tasks. So when you look at the task, you immediately don't snap off thinking it's impossible or it seems too big, right? So I want you to believe that you can do it. So that's how I want you to break down the task into smaller digestible tasks.
Hey listeners, before we jump back into today's episode, I want to tell you about an incredible opportunity that's perfect for those of you who are always asking these questions yourself. How can I earn more money? How do I get more customers without spending on ads and fancy funnels? How can I generate recurring income without selling all the time? How do I create wealth without trading time for money? How can I transition from being a one-person show to mastering delegation? If this sounds like you, then you're going to love our sponsors for this episode, The Pivot Mastermind, a life-changing 6-month intensive experience designed to help you launch and scale your digital empire. But that's not all. One of the standout features of this mastermind is that each attendee gets a dedicated virtual assistant to handle the admin and social media marketing tasks. That means you can focus on what truly matters, growing your business and enjoying the freedom that comes with it. Don't wait any longer. Click on the link in the show notes to apply today and take the first step towards transforming your business and your life with the Pivot Mastermind. Now let's get back to today's episode.
And 3, eliminate distractions. Like my social media consumption has really become inexistent. I don't go on social media and consume content. I post when I want to and I post what I want to, and then I'm off. I don't scroll through social media feeds of my own. I don't scroll through other people's feed. I don't watch other people's stories. I don't go on Facebook. So literally looking at my screen time, I can see that I've really, really eliminated distractions. This is where most people struggle with. They go on phone to do something. They just get caught into this whole scrolling through multiple feeds, multiple apps, and they don't know why they were there in the first place, right? So really, really identifying how you're losing your time and how you're getting distracted, delete those apps. Like Snapchat was on my phone and I don't use it, so I deleted it. Okay, so things that are not important, that's not helping you grow as an individual, that's not helping you grow in your business, just get rid of them. All right, so because these hours of your precious time that you can actually save. And the fourth one is I want you to review and adjust your schedule and your activities at the end of each day or week. So ideally when you're starting it, just review every day. So I do planning twice a day, right? The night before I plan for my next day, I look at my calendar. What are the meetings I have? Okay, how much time have I got left in between meetings? What can I squeeze in? And then I plan my to-do list. And then the next morning, I come back and I'm like, okay, so this is what I have planned. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. And this is what worked. This is what didn't work, right? So basically, I do it like two times a day to basically review what I have. What have I done? What worked? What didn't work? What I can do better? So you can do it every day or at least the end of the week. Definitely, I do like a month planning. So these days I do like a highlight of my month. I used to do it like once a year, like January, February, and then it got really difficult for me to get all the photos and plan it every at the end of the year. So this year what I'm doing, at the end of the month, I plan highlights of my month. So I do it in two dimensions, one for my Facebook, LinkedIn post, and one for my story. So that way, when I sit back and review my month, or the first quarter, I know what worked, what didn't work. So that really, really reviewing really helps you to see what worked, what didn't work, what you can do better, and you can adjust your time management accordingly. You can really adjust your schedules accordingly. And the last one is prioritizing. When people say I don't have the time, I would never believe them, right? It's not about not having the time. It's about prioritizing. For me, gym takes the least priority, at least until very recently. But now I really prioritize my health. This year, health, it's on the high priority list. So when I say prioritize, then I find time for it. I go to gym. When I have to go to the gym, I really, really go to the gym. Otherwise, I'm like, it's not my priority. I don't say it's not my priority, right? That's the actual reason. But the words that come out of my mouth and the things that I say to myself is I don't have time. This has to be done. I'm working on this important project, or I have to finish this client task today. So that's what I think and I tend to believe, but actually it's not on my priority. So once you identify which task deserves your time, then you can really, really prioritize your tasks, because you need to understand right now, not every task deserves the same amount of your time. So prioritize your tasks based on the impact in you as an individual or in your business and the urgency, depending on the deadline you set. If this is on your top priority, then definitely get things done. So just prioritizing your tasks based on the order of impact and urgency, it'll help you to avoid spending too much time on things that really don't help you achieve your goals. So the simple 5-step of setting deadlines, breaking down huge tasks into smaller tasks, eliminating distractions, reviewing and adjusting your schedule based on how your week went, how your month performance was, and prioritizing on high impact and high urgent tasks will help you change your life massively. This was really a pivotal moment for my life. Because it's not just about working faster, it's about working smarter. Like I'm the laziest one you'd have ever seen, but I don't work hard, but I just work smart. I know I can focus my efforts on what matters the most and enhance my productivity and free up my time, because I really want to live my life. I just don't want to just keep working all the time, right? So start small. Don't be hard on yourself. Start small. Mindset is everything. Try incorporating Parkinson's law, set deadlines, any goal. You want to write a book, you want to start a YouTube channel, you want to start a podcast, whatever you've been procrastinating for the past how many ever years, just get things done by using Parkinson's law. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you have any questions about this, if you want to discuss this, feel free to slide through my DMs on Instagram, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
I truly hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it just for you. Please follow Pivot to Thrive podcast on the platform you're listening to right now. It would mean the world to me if you could leave a review, and I'm so excited to see you on the next episode. Sending you loads of love, positive and healing vibes your way. Stay blessed.